Blog Talk Radio.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Frank Sinatra starts us off here on this Thursday on Journey into the Light. We're glad that you are here. This is Michael Long, your host, your captain of the ship, whatever you want to call it. We are glad you're here. We're going to be taking your calls. Linnea Starr is here, as she is on Mondays and Thursdays. You can find her on Journey into the Light at 5 o'clock Eastern Time. Tell your friends, write it down, put it on your calendar. Put it in your phone. I mean, I guess what we use nowadays, calendars are kind of going out the wayside. People using their phones, I guess. I kind of stick with my calendar. But anyway, a little bit old-fashioned, like the song there, little Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra. You can't go wrong with that, starting off the show that way. So Linnea is going to be taking your call. So dial on in now, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, please. And if you would like a private session with Linnea, which she does on a daily basis, you can find her at her contact information. Where can I find that at, Mike? Right on the show page, right there on this show. Go look at it, LinneaStarr.com. And then the phone number, if you want to jot that down on a piece of paper right now, you can contact Linnea at for private sessions, 978-549-7802. And just a quick programming note, right after this, you can learn about a healing device that's brand new. Only one person in the United States that I know of has this. It's called a frequency adjuster. Find out about it here at the bottom of the hour with Kathy Hall. Then coming up, one of the most leading, foremost psychic mediums from Lilydale, New York, one of the spiritual mecca centers here in the United States. Greg Keane will be here. Greg does amazing readings. He will give you the answers you're asking about, and then things you didn't even ask about. Then we close out the night at 9 o'clock Eastern time with the medium who brought in my dad, who passed 40 years ago, and let me know when he died, the time of his death, and how he died. And all that matches up to all the records I have, which is extraordinary. Vincent Pace will be here, 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central, 6 Pacific. That's 4 hours from now. So there you go there. So it's going to be really a great day as close the week, I guess you'd say. And what a great week it's been. But we can still have one more day here of shows here as we finish off the birthday week. We've been giving out prizes yesterday, and we got some more prizes we'll be giving out on Vincent's show. So be here for that. Okay, let's go to the phone lines now, and let's bring in our guest here on this show. As you guys got a lot of callers already in. That's awesome. And let's welcome Linnea Starr to the show. Welcome, Linnea.
Hi, happy birthday week. I hope you had a great celebration. I hope that you got everything and you had a lot of fun with your wonderful family and many, many more years. So happy birthday to you.
Thank you again. And it really has been a really great week. And Monday was awesome.
Good.
As you know, your show started the 6 hours straight, and it was a lot of fun. But by the end of the 6 hours, I was ready to fall off the chair.
You needed a vacation. But it's fun to have a birthday in the summer. I think the vibration, the summer solstice, all the spirituality. So enjoy your week. This is your birth week. So thank you so much for all your light worker work. That's very important.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And thank you for your work. I mean, you help people all the time, not just on this show, every day.
Thank you.
So that's great.
Thank you.
So today we're talking about what?
Synchronicity. Synchronicity means there's no coincidence. Everything has a reason, and the universe is trying to give you a God wink. So if you should happen to see the same number every so often, you see the same animal that seems to appear to you, you know, be it a cardinal, a blue jay, a rabbit, whatever, that's the spirit world trying to catch your attention to give you a little bit of a heads up. And I would say, too, that synchronicity can work in our favor. Sometimes we're thinking about someone and they call us on the phone, they've picked up your energy. Sometimes we're thinking about a loved one and we'll see a certain number on a license plate or a number that keeps appearing in our venue. That's your loved one trying to make a connection. So synchronicity means it's a tangible force out there to awaken our inner sanctum and to be open to some of the universe's ways of connecting with us. So synchronicity isn't a coincidence. It means it's supposed to grab your attention. So I wanted to explain that to our listening audience, and thank you. I enjoy sharing my gift. I appreciate that.
Well, great, great. Yeah, I always wonder, you know, if things come up. I don't believe in coincidence either. And I know yesterday I was helping out Charles, who's a guy that's trying to just barely hang on so he's not homeless, and we help him out. And I put his picture up yesterday. And when after I gave him some financial assistance, we've known each other for a couple of months, and I was leaving, but my window was still down, and I heard him say, "Jesus, thank you, thank you." And he was just so happy.
Nice.
And I thought, you know, is this a message for me too, that, you know, God above is smiling
right
at our work that we're doing, and
you're helping brother helping brother, hands across the water. So I think for him to praise his Savior, I think that was a blessing directed towards you by the universe. So I would say that was a synchronicity moment. So good for you. You got a God wink right in your ear. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's what I say to people. When you help the homeless, it's like you get so much back too. So like, who's helping who here?
So. Yeah, I think that it's intrinsically so important for us to give back. And for those of us who have certain things that others do not have, I think to share with them in their downward time brings them up to a higher level, and it gives them, I think, the hope things are going to get better and the universe is smiling on them. So I really admire that. So thank you. That's true compassion. That's true compassion, and not very many people have it. But if you do, I'm going to say that your karmic blessings from the universe are tenfold. When you give out and you give out with love and honor, then it comes back to you tenfold. So good luck.
Yeah, that's so true. When you give out, you just be amazed at the love that comes back from the universe, and
right.
You know, just the blessings that come down, and I've witnessed it. So I definitely know it's so true. It's definitely worth doing, and
it's a powerful emotion. So you're right.
And you don't do this work to get that, but it is a byproduct of it, and it's
right.
Awesome. So, one person called in yesterday, and she kind of helps out with the mission, but she does her own homeless work too. And she says the people that come out, just regular people, that once they find out what she does, they're wanting to give her things and stuff like that. And I noticed that too. People, I just went the other day, go get my hair cut on a Friday. And they said, what are you doing out today? And I said, well, I'm actually helping the homeless. I said, I stopped by to get my hair cut. And they said, oh, my God. They said, let me give you a discount on your haircut.
Oh, wow. No, that was thoughtful. That was very nice. Wow, that's a blessing right there.
Right. It's just, it's amazing. Change your
life.
It's
amazing, isn't it? Yeah, it is.
It is, and you change other people's life by helping them. So there you go. Okay, well, let's bring in some callers here and see what's on people's minds here with Linnea Starr. Okay, let's go to area code 832. You're up first. Welcome. Can we get your first name or where you're calling from?
Sure. My name is Melissa. I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Hi, Melissa. How are you tonight?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so what would you like to pose out to the universe tonight to see what the stars have in store for you? Do you have a question?
I do. I'm kind of at a point in my career where I've left my former job on my own accord, and I've been trying to figure out what I wanted to do next. And I have some offers on the table, and I'm not real comfortable with the company. And so I'm not really sure, like, which way to kind of take my career.
Okay, what is the venue that you're most happiest with? What is your profession right now?
I'm a nurse, but this is a marketing sales position, which I've done for 11 years.
Okay. I think you're more of a people person, and I'm going to say I think you really would benefit from having some hands-on connections with patients. Have you done patient care at all? Have you worked in a hospital or a medical facility?
Yes, I have. It was a long time ago, but I have had hands-on.
All right. Well, they're showing me hospice movement, and the hospice movement, as you know, is very, very big in France and England, and it seems to really have taken a hold here because it is a necessity for all of us to have that kind of compassionate caring. Have you ever thought about doing any kind of compassionate work with the hospice unit?
No, I think that my emotions might get too involved. I think that might break my heart a bit.
Well, they're telling me that at some point in your career, there could be the connection with people that are, you know, in a wellness stage, meaning recovering or, you know, getting used to some of the restrictions in their life. And they've given me the name Mary around you. Do you have anyone with the name Mary or Marie in your life right now?
Not that I can think of right off the bat.
I hear that in your new position. So I'm going to say, listen, I think it's Mary that might be, you know, interviewing you or giving you some kind of venue that could be a possibility. And have you thought about starting your own business, being a medical consultant? Have you ever thought about doing that?
Not at this point in my career. I think I need to go back to get a few more credentials before I attempt that sort of thing.
All right, well, it says you're, you know, empowered with your knowledge, and you could be you know, your own executive way is leading you to more independence, so you'll be able to, you know, call your own shots and do your own business. Are you a married lady?
Yes.
All right, well, they're talking about your marriage. And where's your mother, your own mother? Is your mother still here?
No, she's not, unfortunately.
All right, well, she's showing me her ring, so I'm sorry for your loss of your wonderful mother. Do you have a ring that's connected to your mother at all?
Earrings. I have earrings.
All right. And do you wear them on occasion?
All the time.
All right. Well, the earrings, I saw a ring, but she says her jewelry still has a little bit of her energy in it. When you wear her jewelry, you're energized by her aura. So she's telling you those are good luck charms. And she keeps showing me emeralds for the month of May. Do you have a connection to May at all?
Well, I love emeralds. March is my birthday, which is also kind of green, but I do love emeralds, yeah.
All right, well, emeralds mean success financially. It's a royal color, and a lot of kings and queens favor emeralds. So I'm going to say she said the queen gets what she wants, and I think by the end of September there could be a venue I think that you might be happiest at, and she says to listen to the name Mary.
Okay,
listen for the name Mary. And she says March 12th to the 20th. When is your wonderful birthday?
The 11th.
You were a new baby. So she's taking us back to the first week of your life. So she says, don't give up. She's trying to help you. And she says, the queen gets what she wants. So I think that would be you. Good luck. Let us know what comes true.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care now.
You too.
Okay. Thanks for your call there. We're here with Linnea Starr. And Linnea Starr is here each Monday and Thursday on Journey into the Light, starting at 5 o'clock Eastern Time. Tell your friends, write it down. And we're going to go next to area code 808, California. Is this Maui?
Yes, it is. Hi there.
Okay.
Hi, how are you? Have you called before? Your voice sounds familiar. Have we talked to you in the past?
You know what? I don't believe I've talked to you, but I have been on the show, several times.
You just have a really,
Oh, she have a memorable voice. So, yes, so thank you for calling. So what would your question be for the universe tonight? What would you like to know?
You know, I have been, I've been at home. I'm at home on a work-related injury. It's been a little over 2 years, June. Right, the day before my birthday, actually, I had surgery. So it's been a year since the surgery, 2 years since I hurt myself, and I'm just so frustrated because I want to do so much yet I can't because of my injury. So it seems like I'm just compelled, number one, to just go forward and help people, and that's part of the reason why I've been trying to do my best to help Michael. And on his show and bring awareness to what his mission is. I'm just curious if you see like a future for me as far as, creating a new company that has to do with communication to with those that, for example, are nonverbal autistic. People that are unable to communicate for themselves, I just feel that we're on the cusp of finding something. I mean, it's so basic. That is going to help them connect.
Thank you. Yeah, they're showing me, are you thinking of starting a nonprofit to try to help some of the people that really need to get some benefits that are not getting those benefits right now? Are you thinking about doing that?
Yes, actually. I do know there's a lady that I used to work for who, she started a nonprofit, and there's a lot of people that are already doing similar type things, but I not yet started my nonprofit. But I mean, I'm needing help with a website. I'm needing help with. I know what I want to do, but I need someone to help me, and I don't have the income, to pay someone. And believe it or not, just about everything that I have, people have been pretty much offering me, what can I do to help? So is that something that I can do through donations?
I think the universe is trying to give you a foothold on what you want to do. What you might think about doing is go to a local college, a junior college, or a regular college, and try to find somebody that's doing graphic design for them and ask if somebody could do an internship for you. You know, that means the person comes in and kind of goes over your needs and can get credit for it. You know, you can grade them or you can say, you know, what a wonderful job they did. And they do that in a lot of community colleges. Why are they showing me Fisherman's Wharf? Are you anywhere near San Francisco at all?
You know, what's interesting is that I have been told many things about myself. I don't even know where to begin, but about, you know, different, you know, I'm Claire this, I'm Claire that. And I'm like, I don't even know who Claire is. However, I am being pulled towards lighthouses. I am being pulled towards
the ocean,
or volcanoes. I mean, like, you know, like, I don't know if I've laid like golden lines or something. I don't know what you call that, but I'm like, somehow there's a web of like gold that is underneath me, so to speak, that's connecting me to San Francisco, that's connecting me further to almost like a vibration to Maui, to, you know, where my family was in Japan, where the volcano is there, where there's a lighthouse
Mount
there.
Mount Fuji? No, was it Mount Fuji?
Well, Mount Fuji for one, yes. But however, there's a lighthouse that my family was at when I was at a lighthouse here in California. And I'm just like, I don't know what to make of all of this. But yes, I do love Fisherman's Wharf. Anything to do with the ocean, the sea, all the way to the
I
bay.
See you. Thank you. I see you being relocated to the Bay Area. I'm hearing I left my heart in San Francisco. So I think your destiny card is somehow going to take you on a journey to an area near Fisherman's Beach. You might be working with a nonprofit that helps, you know, people that are down on their luck. It also shows me that you could be very instrumental in helping women and children, maybe finding housing or finding, you know, some kind of venue to help them make the transition from homelessness to self-sufficiency. So I'm going to say start with your website, and I think that somehow within a two-year period, you could be very much working for a nonprofit in the Bay Area, helping people making transitions and helping them make positive transitions about themselves and what they need to do. So good luck. Please let us know what comes true.
That is awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate
that. Thank you.
That.
You're a real trooper, so don't give up, and I think things are going to get a lot better. So good luck.
So much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care. Have a great night.
All right. Thanks for your call, Maui. And here with Linnea Starr. Let's bring in another call. Area code 831. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name, where you're calling from? 831. Are you there? Hello?
I am here.
Yeah, where are you? Where are you calling from?
My name is Lily, and I'm calling from California.
Tonight's the California Girls Night. Yeah, so thank you. And they give me the name David around you. Do you have anyone named David in your life right now?
David is my husband, yes.
All right, well, thank you. So they said to send you the message about David. And where is your father, your birth father? Where is your own dad?
In heaven.
All right, well, I think that's who's talking to me. Sometimes fathers will come back to share information about their children. Did he know your wonderful husband? Did he know David at all?
No, he did not.
All right, well, he sent David to you. Sometimes our loved ones will give us the connection for our destiny and romance. So he also says Robert. Do you have a Robert or a Bob around you right now?
There's several of them, actually.
All right, well, whoever is closest to you, your father is asking about that individual. And he keeps showing me the city of Boston. I live near Boston. Do you happen to have a connection to Massachusetts or the Boston area at all?
Yes, my sister-in-law lives there, and we're planning a trip there in June.
Great. So I'm going to say I think your dad knows that you're coming to Beantown. That's a complimentary name for the Boston, Mass area. And why does he say Laura? Do you have a Laura or a Laurie around you?
I outrigger paddle with a Laura and a Laura.
All right, so those are people that are in your vibration. How long has your father been in spirit, sadly? How long has your dad been on the other side?
He died 30 days before my son was born, so 15 years, going on 16.
All right, I'm sorry for your loss.
I'm
sorry for that. And he's showing me Northeastern University in Boston. Does someone have a connection to that school? It's an awesome school. Someone have a connection to that yet?
I believe my nephew is going to apply there.
Yeah. So your dad says, show the success at Northeastern. Tell her I know about David. I know she's coming back to Boston. And he says, Lori, Lauren. And then he's telling me, Lisa. Who is Lisa? Do you have a Lisa around you?
Lisa Ray is my full legal name. Lily is my nickname.
A nickname. Very pretty. So Lisa is your birth name?
Yes.
All right, so you have a father coming back from glory to send you love. He says love to Lisa, and he says one more thing. Why does he say Anna? Do you have an Ann or an Anna around you?
Anna is my daughter's nickname.
All right, so how old is your lovely daughter?
She'll be 20 this year.
All right, so he's sending love to the lovely child with that nickname. And why does he say Rebecca? Do you have a Rebecca around you?
Rebecca is a friend of mine.
All right, Rebecca. And he's showing me the Star of David. Is someone going to Israel? Does someone have a connection to that beautiful part of the world? Does someone have a connection to Judaism at all?
We have been studying it for school.
All right. So I'm going to say there is a connection there. He's showing me the Wailing Wall. Has someone been to the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem, do you know?
None that I know of.
All right, well, someone might be telling you about a trip. It's a pilgrimage, generally. And he says Sarah. Do you have a Sarah around you?
Just as an acquaintance. I don't really know her.
Nope, Sarah might be something to do in your future with some of the venues that you're involved in. So he says, show Sarah. I'm sorry.
I just thought of her. Sarah is my best friend's daughter that I just recently became friends with.
All right, so you're like a connection, a nurturing connection to this lovely girl and your children. Are you a teacher? He said you do very well with mentoring people. Do you do anything with teaching or education?
No, actually, that's one of the reasons. A lot has occurred in the last week.
All right, he's telling me that you could do a mentoring program. You could work with, you know, children, young adults. So he says that's a venue you might think about doing, and he says you were the favorite. So were you very close to your wonderful dad?
Looks like we lost her. Yeah,
I'm sorry. But we got some nice things, and it's still your birth week. So thank you so much for the opportunity to be on the show, and I will talk to you Monday.
Okay. Have a great weekend, Linnea. Great connections.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's great connections. Whew. That was spot on, that last call. Whew. Okay, remember the shows tonight, guys, for reading, starting with Greg Keane tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern. You can reserve your spots now by going to the Love in Action site, making a donation. We're only going to take a limited amount of calls on each show with Greg and Vincent. Coming up is Kathy Hall and the healing, just tune right in, Frequency Adjuster. So call right back in, folks, and the next show will be starting. Thank you.